It's here and now. And earlier today, the Senate passed a stopgap funding bill, 54-44, to keep the government running through mid-November without defunding the Affordable Care Act. Now, NPR's Tamara Keith is there on Capitol Hill. And Tamara, there are actually several votes today. The first one was about even taking up this bill. Senator Ted Cruz said during his talkathon earlier this week that that vote was going to be a litmus test for Republicans. And it passed. It exceeded a 60-vote threshold. Explain.
It certainly did. In fact, he only had 20 Republicans, or I think actually 19 Republicans, vote with him, which means that he didn't even get a majority of the Republicans to go along with his plan. So if it was a test, it seems as though he failed or they failed. I don't know who failed, but it didn't turn out the way he wanted it
well,
to.
Well, and of course, there are going to be Republicans who are going to present this as a failure of those Republicans to stay in line. Ted Cruz, of course, wanting them to keep the defunding of Affordable Care, Obamacare, from the bill. So now you have the Senate bill without the defunding aspect. How else does it differ, if it does, from the House bill?
The only other major difference is that it also shortens the length of time of this temporary funding extension for the government. And that's pretty non-controversial. The interesting thing now is that it goes back to the House, and what does the House do with it is the big question.
Well, what do you think the answer is?
Today, I was over on the House side talking to a number of Republicans and Democrats, and you ask, what is happening? What's going on here? And they all pretty much say, we don't know. I think that House Republicans are very much divided, and they are currently strategizing in small groups, and the leadership is strategizing, and they're trying to figure out what their ask is going to be. It seems pretty clear that they are not going to send this back. They're not going to just accept what the Senate sends over. They're likely to somehow change it. Hardliners want to add a one-year delay of the health care law and just send it back to the Senate. Others say, hey, let's just add something smaller and send it back, maybe something the Senate can't refuse. But at the moment, no one really knows how this turns out, even in the next 24 hours.
Okay, so this is the bill in Congress to keep government running. Separately, there's the debt ceiling, whether or not it can be raised. And yesterday, some in the House said they won't talk about a debt limit until the government funding bill is taken care of. So where are we on that?
That's another shoulder shrug situation. They just don't know what their strategy is. And now the thought is, yes, they have to finish their work on the continuing resolution to keep the government open. And then they'll figure out what to ask for next in the debt ceiling negotiations. Meanwhile, the president and Democrats are holding very firm. They're saying they're simply not going to negotiate on this. And at the moment, at least, they are not blinking.
Well, and what about on the Republican side? You've got a Speaker John Boehner and people saying he hasn't been able to control the Republican caucus.
Yeah, exactly. And the question is, could he ask for help from Democrats and pass some of these measures and just get it over with? And you ask his members about that, and they say that that would be absolutely devastating to his speakership. But at the moment, he is not in control. Every time he tries to do something, they send it back to him and say, you know, go back to the drawing board.
Okay, well, that is where we are, at the drawing board. NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith, thanks so much.
You're welcome.